I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Now the story of a Canadian man who lost his job because of diarrhea.
It can happen to almost any Canadian at any time.
Yeah.
It's true.
When Jeremy Arnott ordered a bad plate of chicken wings to his hotel room while on a work trip, he had no idea it would end up costing him his job. The wings allegedly induced a horrible case of diarrhea for the man.
Yeah.
Whose employer then insisted he get tested for COVID. When he failed to do that, he was fired. He was told to pay for his hotel room on his own and get his own way home because he could no longer come back to work and he no longer had an expense account. But now, after an investigation, a labor arbitrator has reinstated his employment, saying that the company didn't establish a clear protocol and their employees were never trained on what to do if someone got ill. An employee's report of diarrhea is not sufficient justification. So his job is his again.
That's so weird. I'm kind of torn on that one because I feel like both parties are a bit unreasonable. Like, I feel like he should have, in a reasonable time, got a COVID test and...
Yeah.
I feel like they shouldn't have fired him.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess, you know, if you've been around any kind of COVID stuff going on, you realize that there's a lot of places that have no real plan in place. It's like you kind of come up on it on your own.
Right.
And, you know.
And if, you know, depending on when this was, that, you know, it took a while for places to have any kind of plan in place.
Yeah.
Then we don't know.
He may not have realized, oh, I didn't get that yet. Is going to cost me my job, you know, like how soon did they fire him?
At the hotel, he had to pay for the hotel and get his own way home.
Yeah.
He found out right away.
Yeah. That's where I think the company was unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should at least have been like, do you have some time to get a COVID test? You know, don't be around any workers.
At the same time, it always amazes me that like people go through this where like someone fires them like that and then they fight to get the job back that they know that they're not wanted at.
Right.
Yeah,
and so then you go back there and don't you think it's just a matter
it's
of time
matter
before
of
they
time.
Find another reason to fire
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Like I've seen people do it. I've seen people fight, get their job back, and it's like, why are you still here? It happens in Canada, I guess, more than other
I just
places.
The thought of getting diarrhea from bad chicken wings, I feel, would be one of the worst diarrheas.
So it's a more
salmonella-y based.
I would just assume it's got more heat to it.
You're right.
Than a regular bottle.
Because
diarrhea.
It's a combination of heat, grease, and salmonella.
Yeah. If you're gonna have diarrhea, you want a cool diarrhea.
Ice cream.
You want
an ice cream
food.
Diarrhea. Like
you
I
want a lactose based cool. diarrhea.
Yeah, you want something not spicy.
Yeah.
Al said Canadian man loses job due to diarrhea. Could have been Chuck the day he put his butt wipes on the table in front of the corporate
executives.
Exactly. That's true.
Remember when he brought his butt wipes into the meeting with our corporate executives?
I do. Never forget it.
They gotta know what they're dealing with.
I feel like Chuck's had 9 or 12 close calls.
Yeah, I really do believe. I feel like James has had 57 close calls.
57, that's a little
estimate. Didn't he suggest that he share... What was the comment he made... Something about sharing a room. I forget what it was. I just remember we all looked at James and went, what did you just say? You said something.
Oh, and to our, it was to a big boss. Something about we all share a room.
I was going to share a room because we were talking about the station that we are currently at, that we started out at, when he used to do a trip called Maui Time. And we were like, we should bring back Maui Time, blah, blah, blah. And we're talking about how expensive it would be. I'm like, don't worry, I'll share a room with you.
Yeah,
and I said that to the head.
The head boss. And we all were like, ooh,
totally
and he was like not having it at all.
I like that idea. You share a room? I'm like, it's cool. It's all good.
I think he was trying to figure out if you were hitting on him or what was happening.
That's part of James' charm.
Yeah,
you don't know.
But then it all went quiet and we all looked around like, uh-oh.
I was like, oh, I love it. I think I'm going to get fired now. He's trying to be friendly.
He suggested rooming with the head executive at the company.
I love it. I'll share a room with you, sir. Player in the company at the time. He's like, we can share a room together. It's okay. You can
That's
room
how
with
you
me.
Get noticed, James. Yep. That's how you get noticed.
That's what I was trying. But
reason for dismissal, propositioning the head CEO of the company.
I wasn't offering favors. I was just saying, we'll share a room together. We'll see what happens.
One bad, whatever.
Yeah. I guess people don't understand our power moves, James. Like, I put those wipes up on that thing. That's a power move.
Yeah.
Like, what other man puts wipes on the table?
Who even brings wipes to a board meeting?
Just this guy. No one. Just
to share
this
room
guy.
In Hawaii, you know? Mm-hmm. Me.
Boom.
Yeah. Chuck the freak, baby!
Yeah. I just remember it being a very awkward moment.
It was
where
so
we all
awkward.
Were like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. It was an awkward time.
What do they think of us now?
Yeah.
So we've heard about this before. I'm sure it happens occasionally, but so blatantly, I'm not sure. A passenger on the UK's version of Spirit Airlines, Ryanair, budget airline, was caught getting a BJ right in his seat.
Mm.
Shocking footage has captured a plane passenger appearing to blow another fellow. Well, no, it's a lady.
Okay,
to blow a fellow.
Wow.
On a Ryanair flight. The video was shared to Twitter the other day. We can listen. There's nothing foul that said here. There's the guy.
Wow.
Does he realize he's being taped?
He's looking right.
I know he is, but
wow.
She is a knob gobbler.
Oh.
And making out
his own taste.
That old guy in front of him has no idea what's going on.
No clue what's happening in the seats behind him.
Yeah.
He's just like, just another flight.
Oh, jeez. You can see the action.
Yeah.
I think he's feeling her up, and she's performing with her hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, because her... Oh, yeah. Her dress
she's
is
going
definitely...
going back down. Down. He's staring right at the camera.
They're exhibitionists. Shows a man with a face mask around his neck, relaxing against the side of a cabin while his female companion's head bobs up and down in his crotch. They start making out as he starts fumbling with her bits. She then pulls her hair back and goes back again.
Oh, boy, there's his Johnson.
God, I don't want to see his
face. The whole thing.
That's so creepy. It's awesome. Making eye contact with another man getting oral.
Yeah.
Is really unfortunate.
Yeah. Wow, though.
I'll say she still kept her seatbelt on, so good for her safety. Mm. Yeah, that old guy has no clue.
No.
I just keep thinking about it.
Price of chimney sweeps going up.
Whatever business he's got over there. I don't know what UK business.
Chimney sweep!
I don't know what UK business. All his thoughts are about chimney sweeps.
Yeah.
That's, I think, all the business they have.
Price of chimney sweeps. It's ridiculous. So I've got to go. Got to fly into Manchester and figure it
Imagine
out.
Imagine if they hit the back of his chair and he turned around.
I feel like, I guess she wasn't really close to whacking the chair, but it's just unbelievable that people are putting on that kind of show.
Yeah.
That's
a show.
Full-on show.
Like, I have heard of it happening before where, like, the woman's under a blanket.
Exactly. This is just, his dong's just out.
At least try to hide it or conceal it in some way. You probably know what's going on, but these are just bold, blatant.
It almost looks like there should
be
someone else.
Is there someone sitting beside them?
It looks like there should be someone else sitting there.
Is there, though? I saw something just now.
You saw legs?
Yes, what's that?
Is
that a person?
Or a purse or something.
I don't think that's a person.
No, it's not a person.
Because there's three seats, right? There's
no one in that seat.
No, look.
That's him.
That would be incredibly awkward if you were the person sitting next to the fellatio couple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ding!
He He's really douchey about getting one as well.
Yeah, I don't like his demeanor. Is he high? Is he wasted? There's got to be something going on.
He's not
with
that
this
wasted.
Guy. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. You got to see his wiener.
We did put a link to the story up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If you are perverts and want to go check it out for yourself, you can see it there. I have to go back to see if there's anyone in the
seat. Looking right at you. Looking at you.
I don't,
I don't like the eye contact.
I feel like he knows he's being recorded.
He does.
Yeah.
The guy looks like he's trying to conceal it.
He is, but the guy knows.
Yeah.
You guys, something's there.
It's like a purse hanging over the back of the seat or something.
Yeah,
like
maybe
that.
Like a coat or something.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't like those people, these but two. I really don't like the way he looks while receiving beepers.
That's what I'm most upset
about.
So
a lot of people are shocked by it. Some people amazed. One guy commented, well, I'll factor this in when making my next flight booking. Fair play to Ryanair for allowing this. Ryanair has commented saying, if in our reasonable opinion, you conduct yourself aboard the aircraft in a manner which we reasonably believe may cause or does cause discomfort, inconvenience, or injury to others, we may take measures to prevent continuation of that, including restraint. You may be disembarked and refused carriage at any point. They didn't comment directly on this situation.
I guess what's odd is the person recording didn't reach up and
yeah.
You know, like, hey, there's a beeger going on right here.
Okay, so Chuck,
I'm traveling
the guy.
To my family. Yeah, I would.
What about you by yourself? We're flying to Vegas together. You see a Vegas BJ happening right there. Do you?
I mean, I don't want to ruin a guy's good time.
Are
but
you going to narc?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
I don't want to sit on a flight while that's happening.
No. Yeah, I'm probably going to.
James?
I just probably would let it fly. I'm going to put my pillowcase.
Oh yeah,
you know, over my pillow mask over my head. And I'm going to put it down on my lap anyways to try to go to sleep and listen to music.
You guys know, I tune everything out on a plane. I just focus on whatever I'm watching. Yeah. I wouldn't even know a guy was getting blown beside me. Probably
I would, because I never bring headphones or anything. I just all look right, it's Beecher City right now.
Yeah,
stop them from doing that, would you?
I also feel like the current climate with how people are, and if I were to say something, I'm going to end up in a fist fight. So then I'm going to have to fight a guy with his dong out. You know,
I wouldn't. Okay, if I was deciding to report, I wouldn't ring the bell, though. I'd walk up and I'd say, hey, just so you know, row 17, there's a BJ.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, you know? Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Because if you call them down towards you and they're like, look at that, and the guy sees you, then
it'd be a much better show if you're like, bing, 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 bing.
I'm probably not getting up. I'm probably not getting up.
I'm not going to get up, but if they walk by me, I'd be like, do something about that, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Can we get her a beverage? She must be really thirsty or something. Yeah. She's trying to get liquid out of that thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, you can go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. But apparently nothing happened to them. No one reported it.
Right.
And they didn't face any repercussions for this at all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Now, it's time to play What's Up His
Penis!
It's got up in there.
It's big again! A teenager who put something
up
his wiener.
Poor kid.
Needed to get surgery.
Oh, yeah.
After it got stuck up there. This teen from London said his experiment went wrong.
Experiment.
The boy made several attempts to remove the object himself.
Yeah.
But that resulted in him urinating a large amount of blood.
Oh, my.
Forcing
goodness.
Him to tell his mom and dad what he had done.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And then they had to rush him to the emergency room.
Huh.
Hospital staff couldn't pull the item out.
Yeah.
The boy had to be transferred to another hospital for treatment. He asked to be examined without his parents present.
Smart.
And confessed that he did this just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
What else can I tell you here? They had to cut lengthways into his taint.
Oh, they went up that way to go get it.
My God. My goodness.
Luckily, no complications in his recovery. He was discharged from the hospital the next day. Follow-up scans revealed no lasting damage, but they will continue to check to make sure that everything's going all right for the fella.
I'm going to say Lego Star Wars lightsaber.
That's not bendy enough, right? Like, so if it's coming out of the taint, it's got to bend.
I guess you're right.
It's got to have some give to it. I don't know about a Lego Star lightsaber. But
that's the first thing that came to my head.
Yeah, and an interesting one at that.
This is a good guess.
Yeah.
He's a team.
Andy, so then what do you think it could be?
I don't know, like a piece of wire or something?
My other thought on this is that it's like small, and that's why it got so far down. Like it's like a almost like a pellet, like a BB or so, like something like that. Like
here's a clue:
a bead.
Yeah. He admitted to doctors he inserted this to measure the length of his penis.
You don't. That's not even how you get a measurement. Everyone knows how. It can't be a ruler. It can't, like, what kind of holes this guy got?
Yeah, it wouldn't be like a tire pressure gauge.
And stuff was still hanging out the end.
Was it, oh my God, did he shove one of those cloth measuring tapes? Was he shoving that up there?
No.
Okay.
Give each one more guess before we reveal.
Pull it out. They couldn't pull it out, though.
Yeah, that way.
He knotted it, but it got stuck inside of him.
A shoelace.
That's what I was going to say.
No. Damn it. So long. Not really those lines. Similar shape. Think more...
A bendy straw?
What does every kid have in their room, in their backpack?
A charger? Charging cable?
He inserted a knotted USB charging cable into his penis.
Oh, God.
And it got stuck in
there. Talk to my son tonight.
We have the pictures of this. You can check them out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. No, I didn't put them up because I didn't want to give it away. What did I do with it? Dave, you son of a bitch.
You're yelling at yourself.
Yeah,
I'm yelling at myself. There we go. All right, let's just got to do that and then go over here. And you watch yourself, Chuck, because it may launch a bunch of things. Right, I don't know.
Just turn it off.
There's the...
Is that all in them?
No.
Or is that just sitting beside him?
That's the two ends of the USB charger were left hanging out of his member.
But every ounce of the cord is in him.
Appears to be in him. So that's hanging out of him, right?
This
is all in him.
Jeez.
He has a really long cord. I'd love to know where he got it.
Is it a 6-footer, you think?
Yeah, that looks even longer than that.
And congratulations on being able to fit that much in your dong at the age of 15.
Yeah. Wait a second. Is that his...
This has got to be his wiener, right?
That's his donger right there, huh?
That's his wiener.
What a unfortunate thing.
Oh my God.
Goodness.
The bloody aftermath is right there for you to see.
Listen.
Jesus on earth.
What happened at the end that's all balled up?
I don't know. Things got crazy.
It got stuck down there.
It's funny when you said you gave the clue, like, what is in every kid's room? I was thinking, like 50 years ago, because it came into my head like a yo-yo.
Oh, Dave, I'll say yo-yo. Old Lady Lisa came out.
No, it's not that. That's an old toy, so, yeah.
The string
of a yo-yo.
You get that yo-yo out of your room, young man.
I love this yo-yo.
That is nutso.
Mm. So you think he was just taking part of it, shoving it down in there, and
then it wrapped up? Yeah, it got caught on something in his ball sack, it looks like.
God.
But that's when they had to cut open the taint and yank it out. Because they couldn't pull it out.
That looks terrible.
Has that got to be the worst thing to tell your parents about that? Like, that's the worst, right?
I would think so.
Hey,
mom and dad, I'm into sounding.
Yeah.
And I got something stuck up there.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty bad. I mean, there's other worse things.
And some places are nuts. But even in the UK, they'll put your x-ray out in the news.
Yeah. I'm surprised. The UK?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're weird about that stuff over there.
Yeah, because no privacy. How do you not have privacy?
15,
would this person have to sign off on this?
I don't think so.
Would the family? No, once you do this to yourself, it's public property?
I guess it's public domain. It's kind of
like a medical thing.
So they removed the knot from the incision, then cut it free. Once the knot was removed, the remaining two pieces of the cable were pulled out of the opening of the penis.
Can I tell you this? If he got that knotted part up his pee hole.
That's
like
crazy.
That? You think it was like that when he put it up
that's
there?
That's what I think.
Oh my God.
Is.
Oh, that hurts.
You don't think it was he just kept feeding it in and feeding it in and feeding it in and it started tangled. Just getting like a
that's,
balled up?
That's what I would hope.
I think that's because
they say
he's got
he
an incredibly
knotted the
wide
end.
Urethra. If he can fit that in there.
Well, this is probably not his first rodeo, number one.
Oh, fair enough. I didn't take that into consideration.
They say he knotted the object. Which
that's,
means
that's
he
crazy.
Built that little part to feel the wow. It's like you balled up the end of the cord, or like when it shows up and you it's all wrapped up tight.
It's how interns when I was in radio starting out on radio would ball up extension cords.
Yeah,
when we were done at events.
Insane. I honestly still can't believe they put the X-ray out there.
Yeah,
that's shocking to me.
Well, nothing will get someone, you know, not to try something like seeing this news report.
I hope. Maybe if it you stops anything,
maybe that's
from
why
doing
they let it.
It
fly over there. It was like a warning.
Maybe.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
This could be you.
I never thought it would be something you'd have to talk to your kids about. Don't shove anything in yourself that shouldn't be there. But
nobody had to say anything to me.
No, me neither.
Oh, my gosh.
But then again, I never even knew that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't. I honestly didn't know it was a thing.
No.
Not that I'm
never once have
anything,
I thought.
I didn't know. I didn't know that.
I wonder what it would feel like to put something in there. And that's never crossed my mind before it's come up on this show.
I just remember there was like one time where like I got soap.
Oh, the soap.
And I was just like, well, that is a no-go zone.
Exactly. The soap thing alone is enough for me to have written off that area.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be terrible, whatever goes on.
Oh, my God.
The inside
of
that thing is...
I can't even imagine.
That's pure pain.
Just for...
It's not for kicks.
Just for the exits.
So, he did this in the bathroom of his house. They asked people, what's the most unusual thing you do in the bathroom? I guess people have been using it more to escape lately, you know, during everything that's going on in the world or just
a lot of dads have used the bathroom as an escape for a long time.
True. Yeah, they have. But I think more family members are doing it. Getting away from people to cry.
Cry in the bathroom
is the number one unusual thing we do in the bathroom these days. That is sadness.
Yeah.
That's
a sad
really
time. It's a sad
crying
time
in there. Oh my God.
That makes it sadder.
In the bathroom.
I think it does. I mean, do it in any other room. Close the door in another room.
I guess I can understand, like, if you're living with a bunch of people, you don't want them to see you. Like, I can cry in any part of my house and No one sees me.
See, in the bathroom, you can hop in the shower, and then when you get out of the shower, they won't assume you're crying. They'll assume you got shampoo in your eyes.
I guess. Or you could turn on the shower or flush the toilet if you're really weeping.
Sobs, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Weeping loudly. Reading a book? Is that unusual? I mean, maybe people just use cell phones now, so that's not normal, but...
I would probably be the most likely to read would be on the toilet. You know?
Like, it'd be weird to grab like a paperback book.
Sit down.
I think a lot of people in their bathrooms have reading material
for people. Man. I've seen bathrooms with magazine racks in them.
Yeah.
If you want to grab
something. It's nuts. Yeah. Like, 'cause I don't really want anyone I even just know to hang out.
If you want to chime in on this, what's the most unusual thing you do in the bathroom? You can 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. This guy says, I lay down in the shower every time I take one.
I just find that weird. I think it's weird behavior. Mm-hmm.
It's just gross, the bottom of those.
This dude says, sometimes I'll eat stuff in there so I don't have to share it with my fiance.
Jeez.
So, like, you get a bucket of chicken and you don't want to give her any, you sneak in there with it.
That's pretty sad.
That's super sad.
It is.
Eating chicken in a bathroom. Mm. Oh.
They're just fiancés right now or whatever. It's like you're signing up for that long term, the life of hiding in the bathroom from somebody.
My dumb kids would do this, but they, you know, stuff like we said, okay, you know, they had snacks.
Yeah.
And little bag of chips. I mean, it's one a day on those guys, you know. And then in the bathroom, you'd find like three of the empty packets in the garbage. I'm like, oh, someone's sneaking them into the bathroom when they go. But they're right there. They know I empty the garbage every week. Sex made the list as an unusual thing we do in the bathroom.
I guess. Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
People are just trying to change things up. This guy says, I love to eat ice cream in a hot shower. He said, chef's kiss.
Oh my God. That's gross.
I don't, maybe there's something really amazing about it.
No, I don't think so.
I don't either.
Hiding out to avoid people.
I mean, somebody's going to find out you're in there.
I hide out my whole entire house. I can hide in any room.
Taking a phone call. James admits that he does that a lot, or was it you? One of you guys admitted you talk on the phone a
lot. I'll talk on the phone wherever I am.
I've done it occasionally, but...
It's so weird doing that.
I have such, like, if by chance I'm waiting for an important call and it rings while I'm in the bathroom, I'm like, oh, God, do I take it?
Because you can tell, because it's echoey.
The echo is a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You know where you are.
Falling asleep in the tub. Falling asleep on the toilet also made the list.
I've never done that.
Nope.
I'm going to sell her out here. But when my sister-in-law lived with us, when we first got married, she did this.
She fell asleep on the toilet?
But she wasn't using the toilet. She would just be sitting in there, like, you know, doing her eyebrows or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And this Indian family I'm in, they fall asleep anywhere, anytime.
Oh, my God.
And she'd fall asleep, and I'd be waiting to go to the bathroom. We had the one bathroom. And I'd be dying. I'd be, oh my God, how long is she going to be? I didn't want to be rude and like go, hey.
Yeah.
But then like twice.
She just falls asleep.
Oh, hey. And then come right out.
Comfortable.
I know. They can sleep anywhere at any time. Having coffee in there. We've heard of shower beers, but I guess
in the bathroom, I'll do that. I'm getting ready.
Yeah, as long as you're not using the toilet.
That's
a different thing.
Do it all the time.
And doing laundry. Well, that's like from the 1920s, washing stuff in the sink.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I know I've had stuff to wash before where I was like, I don't need to go through the whole, I'm not going to run a whole load of laundry for this one thing I need to wash.
To just wash it in the sink.
And I would wash it in the sink or whatever and throw it in the dryer. I've done that before. Not lately, but like in my early 20s or whatever.
Yeah, I guess. I just pictured someone with like a washboard.
I wish I had one of those sweet things.
Some places have to do that. Yeah. Someone said, I use a blow dryer to dry myself off after the shower because I'm so cold. Well, I've seen guys do that at the gym under their balls, so some people do it on their whole body.
I have two heaters that get turned on in my bathroom before I'm going to take a shower, so like it's already 1,000 degrees.
And that's weird because you're a guy who doesn't like heat.
Yeah, I like heat, though. like post shower. Like I hate foggy mirror.
Oh,
like waiting for that.
That's so a bugaboo
for
you.
Let's just waste time. Hate wasting time.
Hiding so I can vape. I think this guy does it especially at work. Practice my trombone.
I bet. I bet he does.
That's what he calls it. Well, maybe the echo in there would make it sound.
The acoustics in a bathroom.
Awesome. I don't know.
I don't know.
Rolling joints. Again, if you have to be secretive doing that, you know you're going to get privacy.
As long as you're not pooping, because you got to share those joints with people.
Right.
Oh, man.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty.
This guy said, I tell my wife I'm going to the bathroom and I'll be in there for like half an hour pooping, but really I'm doing drugs and watching porn.
Oh my goodness.
Goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
What a lucky lady you are.
Bless her, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, coming up, it's our idiot criminal of the day. Does this guy have one of the craziest names we've ever heard? Let's find out.
The idiot criminal of the day.
In New Zealand, a teenager who crashed a stolen car into a rock pulled out a fake gun at police officers.
Oh, boy.
And took their patrol car from them has just been jailed for 2 years and 2 months.
Do they not have guns? Maybe their cops don't have guns.
Well, I think maybe just someone pointing a gun at you if you're not.
I think they're ready to.
Maybe.
One of them's ready to.
What sticks out, though, is this person's name.
Uh-oh.
The sentence was handed down to 18-year-old McKicky Ikasletis Illusion Excalibur Maximus Walker.
Wow.
That's incredible.
McKicky Ikasletis Illusion Excalibur Maximus Walker.
Maximus?
Maximus.
Maximus. Jesus.
That's a lot of names.
Wonder if anybody was like, do you think it's just a little too much with Illusion and Excalibur in there?
No.
I think it's good. That's good.
No. But I bet there was like Merlin and all those sorts of stuff.
Right.
And they did cut some of it out. Yeah, they did cut some out.
Walker had earlier entered guilty pleas to threatening to kill police officers, using a fake firearm to prevent arrest, unlawful vehicle use, failing to stop, and others. Apparently, this person pointed the fake gun at two police officers, telling, I've got a gun, I'll effing shoot you. Then said, give me your car. Got into the seat of the patrol car. They say both officers were fearful of their lives, so they stepped away. Guy drove off while being followed by a second police car. Ended up driving down a set of concrete stairs. That's when they screwed it up and crashed. You see that in the movies. It's really hard to drive down concrete stairs in real life.
Yeah. Do you think that it's possible, Dave, that you could get arrested one day and then, in a foreign land, they read all of your names like it's absolutely crazy?
Right,
maybe. You make the news just because you know all these names.
Yeah, like David Gary, I don't know them all, but...
James Alexander, River McConkie Hunter.
Yes. You know, like, what a nut job.
But I had mine officially changed.
Absolutely nuts.
Right? Yeah. I had mine legally changed when I could do it.
Yeah. You're lucky.
Yes, and then you're right, on some, like, Nigerian morning show, they'd be having a blast.
Yeah,
this crazy white guy's name.
This guy is nuts. Listen to this name. You are not going to believe it. Gary.
My Indian mother-in-law still laughs every time she hears my middle name.
Gary. That's a funny name. Like,
your name is Kershine.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
That's Gary what I'm funny saying. You? Like, you just have like, they're like, Gary is one.
Mervin.
Mervin. Mervin. Have you ever even heard of Mervin? Nuts.
Mervin.
Guy is insane. He's a complete mental case.
Yep. I'm probably on it's the possible. Nigerian version of it's Dave possible. And Chuck
yeah,
the Freak.
Exactly.
You never know. Listen for me one day. I'll be there, Idiot Criminal. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully not, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, let's hope not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Coming up, it's Ask Dave and Chuck. What inappropriate thing happened to a listener at the dentist office? Remember, if you ever want to be a part of this segment, you can always email us, email@DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. So this person says, hey guys, penis and balls, keep me anonymous. Had to share what happened when my hubby went to the dentist the other day. He was getting an impression for his back molar tooth that needed an implant. But instead of the nasty paste we're all used to, they now have some device that scans your mouth digitally to take the measurements.
Yeah, I've done it.
Sounded great.
Yeah.
Except my husband said it's a bigger device. And as the hygienist was putting it in his mouth, she said, this device was obviously made by a man because it's so big and shaped like a penis.
God. What?
My husband didn't know what to do. He couldn't say anything at that point because he'd got this big dong-like thing in his mouth.
What?
And he just kept thinking, oh my God, what an inappropriate thing to say to me. Now that's what I think.
Isn't it shaped like teeth? What is
I don't
it?
I think it look, needs to be shaped
like teeth. What does it look like?
There's the, that's it there. She attached a picture of it so we'd know.
I mean, it's not
changed
crazy
dentist.
Phallic.
It's a weirdo.
It's a weird picture, too, though. It's a...
That lady's really happy about what's about to happen.
Yeah.
They didn't...
They got her to smile that's real odd. Big. It's odd for her to say it.
Yeah, that's really...
Yeah, you can't... No, and honestly, you can't say something like that,
she
right?
She must be like the humorous hygienist.
Unless we have a long-term relationship of joking around.
Right.
I mean, because that does not... It looks more like a Star Trek device than it looks like any kind of penis, or it looks more like a toothbrush than it looks like a penis.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a penis.
I don't.
I wish it looked like a penis.
That's a tiny penis.
I think that lady.
That's huge, actually.
You got a. The hygienist is a pervert.
You got a pervert.
She's just jokey.
Yeah. She's just too jokey. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't joke.
There's a lot
joke.
Of people like that, though.
Yeah.
That are jokey like that. I don't know if you encounter them, but...
I don't like it in medical settings.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I
deal with it every once in a while, and I'm like, ah, I'm the funny guy, so yay.
Yeah.
Right.
But then those aren't situations where I want laughs.
Yeah.
I'm not at the doctor for yucks.
I agree. There's this fine line, you know, between what's happening to you. And it's just like when I was, you know, was put under for getting I had them go through both ends of me.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And then when I woke up, someone admitted they were a big fan of the show.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you don't reveal it.
Seen don't reveal
the insides
it.
Of me.
I always
me.
Feel bad because that happened to me, like, just yesterday. I had to go to the doctor, and then three people came in. They're like, you're on a talk show? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Think about this.
They're like, which one? I'm like, it's medical people, so I'm trying to be, I always want to be, I don't want to lie to them. I'm
the
like,
breakfast bunch.
Yeah, I should have said another show. That's what I should have said. But no, I was like, Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
It is weird.
It does make it odd.
It is just wild that a big fan of the show knows exactly what Dave's butthole looks like.
Well, thank you
it's
so much.
Really
thank
weird,
you so much
right?
for saying it that
it's
way.
It's really weird. Yeah.
They're a fan of the show and a fan of his butthole.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're like, you're right. This is tight.
Okay. Honestly. Ashton's in West Bloomfield. Hi, Ashton.
What's going on?
Not too much. You can relate to this.
Yes, I can. As soon as this came on, I just had to pick up the phone immediately. I was like, oh, my God, yes, because my mom's been a dental hygienist forever, and I've never seen this before, and I was getting on my second implant. So the first time I went, and they jam this big robot penis in my mouth, and I'm like, whoa, this thing, what is this thing? You gotta, it's my back tooth, so that, you know, they're trying to jam it. It wasn't cool. Anyways, it definitely wasn't designed to fit in the back of the mouth. It's this weird camera thing, and it makes a 3D image of it, and it's crazy. But anyway, so at my second visit, and mind you that this is a 100% pediatric dentist that has this piece of equipment.
Yeah.
So I have to be very PC about how I say things, but when I was up front, they got a kick out of me last time, and I said, I'm here for the visit with the robot penis. The girls are laughing hysterically because they know exactly what it is. But, man, I tell you what, that is exactly what it looks like.
And really? Because in the pictures, it doesn't look
Yeah,
so...
I mean, I guess it all depends which version of it.
Yeah,
it
must be a
different version. It is. You know.
It looks like a big, giant donger with one flat side and a little glass window in it where a laser spins around. I mean, if you're past the age of 8 years old, you are going to know what this is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, but can you please not rest the robo balls on my chin?
Those aren't robo balls.
Robo balls. It's different those when you initiate the joke.
Yeah.
I mean, even that's risky.
I feel like if I went in, well, my dentist, the receptionist lady, there's two of them, and both of them are hardcore older ladies that would definitely... Yeah. Just pepper spray me if I said anything about a robot penis to them.
Yeah, they'll kick you right out.
Yeah. One lady's four and she'd be like, what did you send to me? She, like, if I cancel an appointment, she's like, you realize this causes many problems. You cancel an appointment.
Oh, no way.
Like,
really?
They give me a huge guilt trip every time I cancel. They're like,
holy hell.
We had to schedule a whole day around you. Yes, we'll call you next time. There is appointment available for you.
You're going to end up with all your teeth missing.
I know.
Look what we did to you.
Mr. Pirate Teeth over here.
We pulled all your teeth out because you caused us many problems.
You're better at scheduling now, huh? You get that iPhone calendar
up. Tie him down to a chair. You imagine you're strapped in.
I'm like, I'm sorry,
I canceled.
She does. She lays it on heavy when I miss an appointment. It's brutal.
My dentist sends like a million messages you don't forget.
Really?
It's like, so maybe they need to do that. With you.
They send the messages, but then I'm just like well, there was one day where I'm like, I don't want to go. So I like called him and I'm like, hey, I'm going to have to cancel my appointment. She's like, really? You sure you cannot make it today? You know, this is very bad for us.
I've never heard them guilt people like that.
They do it fine. That's awesome, actually. I'm like, because I call too, and it makes me like really nice to them. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Please, I like your dental care, please.
I have to pay for it if I cancel mine. If I try to do it the day of.
Yeah, I think you have like 24 hours.
Yeah, I have 24 hours. And I do. Oh, I will get.
Well, they
like,
don't charge me.
Oh, that's nice.
That's why they killed you.
Yeah, that's why they're like, you are a piece of garbage.
We won't charge you financially. We'll charge you emotionally.
Yes. You'll think of this every night.
It's okay. We can't feed our babies now.
Yeah, right. It's okay. We're struggling. We would like to put new tiles in the roof, but can't because of people like you.
Yes. Drip, drip, drip. Water on our heads.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's hardcore. I love her, though. Yeah. The other lady's other lady's like a female version of George Burns. She's like, she's no nonsense. She's like, what are you going to cancel your appointment? You don't care, huh? Yeah. You don't care about your teeth. You're just going to go on being ugly. That's fine. That's fine. We'll stop the whole office for you, won't we?
Well, they are a brutal bunch.
It's hardcore there.
Yep.
It's hardcore, my dentist office.
Andy's no excuses dental office.
Yeah, they're a fun bunch.
Yep. That's our insurance plan.
Yes, true. And they did recommend it. I got it on Mark.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's our insurance plan.
We can only go to certain people.
Mm-hmm. And they give you a hard time.
Yeah, they do.
Someone said, my gynecologist told me while in the middle of an exam, speaking of inappropriate things, with my legs spread open.
Yeah.
Well, you should be used to this.
Whoa.
I didn't know if she was calling me a slut or saying I should be used to the exam. I didn't even know how to take her.
Jeez.
That's another, like, you can't, I think people should be mute giving genital exams. Like, there should be no, if you are probing my back door or inspecting my junk or lady junk, There's no chit chat needed. Yeah. You do what you have to do, and we will discuss it when it is done.
Yeah. You almost think there should be like an executioner that comes walking in the room, like so. Like you talk it out with your normal doctor, and then all of a sudden it's like, now.
A person with like a mask on.
Yes. The door opens, a man in a hood, a black hood, walks in, glove, inserts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't say a word.
Doesn't say a thing.
Gives a thumbs up and then leaves, and then you can like, because it is awkward after my doctor has done something to me,
yes,
to then realize it's not over yet.
This, no,
we still have to talk about like six, yeah, seven more different
but
things.
Even like, when I got mine done, he was saying what he was feeling and
oh,
stuff,
yeah,
right? And I'm like,
yep.
Well, yeah, that's normal, though.
I know, but it was still weird to me.
I mean,
I'm like,
it's better than like, chit chat.
I haven't had to do that yet. I have a lot of anxiety about it.
It feels great.
We had a lot of anxiety. Yeah. Every man, yeah, I think, most men, yeah, have a lot of anxiety about it.
It's, and honestly, it's like, whatever. I mean, I was more worried about what he might encounter.
That, yes, that, and that's it. I'm just happy that he didn't find anything.
Yeah. I don't think they do that as much anymore, though. Too.
They have other ways to do it.
No, even my yeah, guy was like, he was like, kind of sucked that we did that thing because now they've sort of pushed it. But
that,
at the same time, I keep reading stuff where like, oh, this person dropped out of this and that. And I'm like, oh, boy. Like,
they can do blood tests,
yes, I think, now for prostate. Yeah. And generally, unless something shows up in there, they won't do that. But this was even just a few years ago.
No,
it was
but
still
like,
the norm.
Like, you know how you had the double action or whatever with the colonoscopy and that? Like, that to me, there's part of me that thinks I should just go get one of those. Even though they say, oh, no, like later.
Yep.
Too many times now I hear about someone who's younger.
Oh, the
and they have colon cancer.
I thought you
cancer
do at a certain you age, should you should get it done.
Well, at a certain
50,
age, but I think it's
say,
I think it's like
oh,
50.
Is it 50? So
yeah,
I was way young then.
Yeah, because but you had
just
stuff going
issues
on.
Yeah,
you know,
if you have issues. They'll do it before.
And like for me, it's like, oh boy, you'll hear of younger people having
right,
something.
That's
yeah,
what led to me
that
getting my gallbladder out. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah. Anyways, Mike's in Boston. We're talking about this inappropriate dentist office. You had a comment.
Yeah, so I had to call this one in when you guys were making this. I had my wisdom teeth shattered, so they had to go in and chisel and drill them out.
Mm.
And what ended up happening was they normally put you under for that, and I did not want to go under. I don't react well to that type of drugs. So the guys, they yelled at me, they complained, they said, no, you need to be under. I said, nope. They're 15 minutes into the operation trying to get to the back of my molar, and you see this utter look of defeat on the hygienist's face, and it's a man, and he goes, dude, I am so glad you're awake for this. We're going to have to somewhat climb up on your chest to get to the back of your mouth so that we can sizzle this thing out for torque.
Well, which is what they did today.
It's exact, but I was out, and I didn't know until, like, the next day
yeah,
when I
pain
felt, well, I saw the yellow bruises on my chest and then felt so sore. Mm. And when I went for my follow-up, the doctor said, yeah, I had to actually, like, mount your chest.
Isn't that nuts that part of doing that operation is mounting you?
Yes. Crazy. And I was out cold.
Yeah.
But, like, I had two massive bruises from where his knees were on my chest.
I got to get my wisdom teeth out.
It's not like that all.
Oh, thank God.
No.
Lisa, thank God you're here.
Mine were severely.
I'm like, my ass and my teeth. I'm like,
no, it's all right.
Mine were severely impacted.
Yeah.
That's why.
You don't have
that. Yeah, like, I've never got mine out. Yeah.
I got mine out. It was nothing.
Yeah, I have to get mine out.
I mean, it wasn't. It sucked, but it wasn't.
It wasn't as crazy either.
No.
This guy said, when I got my vasectomy, when the nurse was taping my unit to my stomach.
Mm-hmm. I wish mine reached my stomach.
Her response was, well, you have big tubing. Made me feel weird and proud at the same time.
Thank
was
you.
Was she referring to, like, his vein?
I think testicle tubes.
He got big testicle tubes.
Is that what he was?
I don't know. Or just the main vein.
I would have taken that as a wee-wee compliment.
I would think so.
Yeah. Thank you.
Big tubing?
Yeah.
My tubes are almost bigger than my thing.
All right. Donnie is with us. You had an inappropriate vasectomy comment, too, did you?
Yes. How you doing, everybody?
We're good.
Good.
Awesome, awesome. Oh, yeah, I was getting neutered, and, you know, I'm not trying to make eye contact with the guy, and he's not trying to make eye contact with me neither, but out of nowhere, he just busts out and said, you know, you can talk to me about anything, right? And I'm like, Family Guy is my favorite cartoon. I was like, I don't know what you want me to tell you right here. Like, it just caught me off guard because I wouldn't expect
that's
him.
That's
small.
Weird.
I would be well, yeah, because I'd be like, what have you seen down there?
Yeah,
that
what do you want me to talk about?
Yeah, right. What do you see that you think I should know about that I don't know
or
about?
Tell you about?
Yeah.
I'd say go stand over a mirror right now and just make sure everything's all right. Make sure everything's all right.
Move stuff to the side.
Okay, dude, all the best.
Yeah, I feel like.
What a weird thing to say. Maybe sometimes I feel like doctors, they're smart people and they're educated, so I feel like they might know a way to kind of mess with you that you wouldn't even know, and it's entertaining to them.
It might be, because that's one of the worst things you could say to me. I don't think he took it the way I would have taken
it. No, I would be like, what's wrong?
I would have been like, you have seen something, and you're like, hey, you know, you can talk, you can ask me about anything.
Why else would you say that?
But logically, what would he have seen that would... You know what I mean? Like, what could go through your head?
I'm thinking like it could have been some form of something like a growth or, you know.
You think as a doctor, you would inform someone. Like, there's something down here that's irregular.
I think this guy was like, listen, I'm going to go in here. I got to do this vasectomy. I'm going to give this guy 10 years of anxiety.
Yeah, he's still thinking about it. He's still talking about it.
You know, you can talk to me about anything.
That's what I'm going to say to him. I'm going to say,
oh, you're not doing that move again.
You can talk to me about anything.
I bet he calls a radio show.
No, I bet he does.
10 years from now, he'll wonder what I meant by that. Never more proud than when, during a fertility test, the gynecologist said out loud on sight of my wife's crotch, well, look how pretty she is.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to leave. I couldn't stop laughing.
Was it a female doctor or a male doctor?
Doesn't say.
I don't think I don't think as a guy you can compliment the prettiness of them.
No, you shouldn't.
You know, if it's your job,
that'd be real weird if you were sitting there with your girlfriend and they said that.
Oh, my God.
Gorgeous penis on you.
Thank you.
I had a rip in my back door. The doctor examined it with his finger, and when he pulled out, it hurt so bad I jumped.
Mm.
Doctor said, well, I've never had a guy react like that before.
Oh, my. Well.
What does that mean?
Well, I just.
How many guys is he pulling out of?
I think, you know, like. That I don't know. But, you know, even when it was over for me, those tests, I didn't want to jump or anything. I'm like, jumping, it would be. I didn't want to make a noise.
You want to show no weakness.
Yeah, I want to show no reaction. Nothing happened. Like, nothing. I was in a moment of zen.
Yeah.
Almost like I came out of my body and was in the corner of the
room. It's so weird because you're so vulnerable in such a position, but you really want to butch it up.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to be like, ow!
I wasn't making any noise.
Because
any noise to me, I think, is interpreted like I like it.
See, like, I wish it was, like, Old West style, and you just, like, took a shot of, like, moonshine, and you're like, ah, God, God.
Yeah, they shoved a piece of wood in your mouth. Yep.
We're talking about this dentist dong joke that went wrong that a listener emailed us about, and it's led to your inappropriate medical situations. Someone said, I was in for a colonoscopy and got super nauseous. The doctor patted me on the ass and said, what's wrong, handsome?
Oh, no.
No, no.
You should report that doctor.
No, that doctor was hitting on you and your bare bottom.
How do you even know that, though?
Aren't you out?
Yeah.
Well, he said he got super nauseous, so maybe he wasn't at that point yet. Or he was waking up, one of the two.
He was waking up.
He was obviously aware of what had happened. Man, I pass out three seconds
in. You had that delicious propofol.
They said count backwards from 100. They said I made it to 98 or 97.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
That's how fast I was gone. So I don't know if he patted my ass or not. Someone said I had a hot Russian doctor tell me I should trim my pubic hair so she can see everything much better.
That's probably okay to say.
Yeah, what I would be devastated by is I went into the doctor's office with my full pubes at maximum.
You can't even see it.
And then like a Russian hot. Exactly, Lise. Exactly. Can't see the tree through the forest.
That's not good.
That kind of happened to me, but it wasn't a hot Russian doctor. When I went in for like an exam, I didn't realize they're going to test the testicles.
Yeah.
And like the doctor's like, oh, wait, drop your pants. I got to check your testicles. And I was like, well, Doc, I wish I would have had some heads up on that, but it gave you a bit of a trim.
It's rough.
It was fully. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, fully. Yee.
Yep. Voice changing technology from Rhode Island. This lady is joining us. Hello, Anonymous.
Good morning.
So,
good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Good morning.
You had an inappropriate moment at the gynecologist.
Yes. So I had my son when I lived in Florida, and I had state insurance at the time. And I will say Florida doesn't always have the best health care. But anyways, when my son was born, I had developed a little skin tag on my inner thigh, close to my lady parts. And I had gone in office to have the doctor remove the skin tag. It was a super easy procedure. And after she had done it, I had kept bleeding. So she had put a gauze on me. And when she took the gauze off, she blew on the area, like,
fourth air. Oh, my God. You pretty much scissored a lady. That is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Dave's got an interesting outlook.
Goodness gracious,
lady. Kind of, like, feeling, and I really just didn't know what to do. I just lay there and, you know.
Yeah, you can't blow on it. You can't blow on the bits.
No. Oh, my God, no.
That's like, imagine.
Inappropriate.
Imagine we got our exams and then.
The doctor blew on
it. The doctor blew on it.
Oh, God. You'd be like, damn, hey, wow.
What? The noise
with that cold gel.
Yeah,
oh, man.
That's too much.
Terrible.
Oh God.
Terrible.
No, this warning out there to every doctor listening, you can't blow on it.
Oh my goodness.
A few more calls here about inappropriate moments at the doctor's office. Another one involving a vasectomy. Teddy in Boston. Hi, Teddy.
Hey, so I was telling a story about a vasectomy I had about a year ago.
Yeah.
It was a super quick procedure. And towards the end, I had a female doctor. She's wrapping everything up. And now she has my package in hand. She says, wow, you could actually be a model. And instantly, I looked at her, and she realized what she said. And she started backtracking because she meant because of how well the procedure went.
Because of how amazing your penis was.
God.
That's almost more devastating.
So, yeah.
But it was like an awkward, like, 5 seconds of silence. Instantly had to run home and tell my wife, because that's the first and last time anyone will say that about.
Oh, my God. Yes. You get that on a shirt. Yeah. My dong looks so good. I should be a model.
Never felt so good in my life.
I'm sure, dude.
It's not what you meant.
I would have taken a picture with that lady like a lottery winner.
She said I look like a model.
Yeah. Like a penis
put
model.
Put the quote up.
Yeah, put on a big thing girdle.
This guy says, I went in for adult circumcision. After the doctor was finished, she said, I may have taken a bit too much off the top.
That is not what you want to hear.
I was totally panicked until the bandage came off and everything was fine.
Oh, my goodness.
He let him. I think that's one of those doctor things. You can't. They get some kicks that way.
You can't joke about taking too much off the top.
I think they do.
This one said, I made the inappropriate comment. When I was getting my wisdom teeth out, they gave me laughing gas. I noticed my oral surgeon's facial tic. And said,
you sure you should be cutting me open?
Oh, no.
I regretted it the second I said it.
That gas is risky.
Yep. Oh, man. Honestly, being put out, it terrifies me.
It like does. What you'll say
because I've just seen so many videos of what people say. It's terrible what some people say.
The thing that terrifies me about it, I'm not scared about like what I'll say if I'm put under for a surgery. It's more like the fact that I can withstand a lot of anesthesia.
Right, like it won't
be
enough.
And I don't want to be one of those like awake during surgery people.
Oh yeah.
I'm really scared of that.
Oh. Yeah. I think that's we hear about stories, but I think it's incredibly rare.
I mean, I got to tell them. I'm like, you guys got to juice me up.
Yeah. That's never been a fear of mine cuz
you're sensitive.
The simplest things knock me out, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that. They had trouble waking me up. Maybe that's what I should be worried about.
They actually gave Dave 3 Dramamines and
out.
He went out, then they did all the procedures.
Got my body right open. Hadn't a clue.
Yeah.
Hadn't a clue. Collins in Boston, inappropriate things in a medical setting. What happened?
So, ripcord.
Ripcord.
Yes, ripcord.
So my friend got in a ski accident, and he required surgery on his leg. And he was in high school, so this hot nurse was feeding a catheter hand over hand into his urethra. Mm. And she told him he has a long urethra, which really made his his time in the hospital.
Again, I'd get that on a shirt. I have a really long urethra.
Yeah, I mean, it does say
a lot
so.
Of that can be
does.
On the inside. It can, I guess.
I wish it wasn't. I wish it was on the outside.
Ryan's next. Ryan, what happened to you, dude?
So it was pretty much my senior year going into high school, and I was on the wrestling team, so they had to do the testicle checkup.
Yep.
And so pretty much get in there, says drop your drawers, I drop them, and he he slaps me on my butt after he got done checking them and says, your secrets are safe with me, buddy. And I just, and my mom works at the office too, so I told her, and she's like, that's not like him.
Oh,
what
boy.
Was he meaning?
I don't
what
know. To me, I'm thinking that it's the size really problem. My size.
Do you have a tiny one, Ryan? Yeah, buddy. Yeah. All right, man. Okay, dude. Sorry yeah, about buddy. That. Yeah. Aww, no, little buddy.
You know what I just realized, too? What I just realized. So this just happened. This a weird moment must have just happened with Rowan. And I haven't talked with him about it yet, but... much in the same way, like these sports physical things have to happen. And so his mom took him to his appointment, and it was a female.
Oh, no. It was a female doctor.
Oh, no.
And then she, like, had texted me and said, oh, yeah, you know, they told me to leave the room because he had to be. And I was like, what?
Poor kid.
I'm like, what yeah. did you do?
Oh, my God.
Like, you took him to a female. Oh, like, you got to no. talk. Some. You got to yeah. talk to him. You got to talk to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like the last thing in the world that this poor kid wants. The first time is for this to happen to him. So I haven't talked to him yet about it, which is going to be, that's going to be something.
That's going to be a weird discussion.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, so,
how was the doctor?
You know, because to me, I would just, I know it's weird, but I think I'd want a guy doctor to do the
when you're, yeah,
my
yeah,
physical
you're like young,
when I'm
yeah,
young.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
I'm
I
young.
Think so, it's embarrassing with a guy, been, but it's more embarrassing with a woman.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, so he's already been through some stuff.
If it
would have
been like a pretty lady that did my sports physicals when I was a kid, I would have been like more like just horrified by it.
Lucas had a similar experience, I guess. You had to get a physical done, and it was embarrassing, right, Lucas?
Yeah, yep, correct.
What happened?
So I was about 16 years old. I walked into the room. They called me up, and there's this gorgeous, absolutely stunning redhead. She's probably like 26 years old. Immediately, my biggest fear is like, oh my God! Imagine getting a hard on while she's trying to inspect, right? So we're sitting there, and she pulls I pull my pants down, and oh, I couldn't resist. I stood up, and I was pitching a tent for a family of five. I swear it was rough, but I was so embarrassed. My face was as red as her hair, and. She said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You know, it happens all the time. You'd be surprised. And I was like, well, someone's beautiful as you. I assume so. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
that was cool. There was too
not
much
bad.
Back and forth
not
there.
Bad.
There was too
not
much.
A bad line,
you
son.
You still had.
He did a good job there.
Yeah, he did.
Not
he
bad.
Handled
himself well.
Yeah.
Took his shot.
Yeah.
That is.
I mean, and that's confidence.
On really inappropriate.
Yeah.
Right? Back. And I mean, should she even have addressed it? Maybe she was trying to make him more comfortable.
No, they're just trying to make you feel better, I guess,
yeah,
if you've
I think
gone through something
that.
Like that.
Hmm. Wow, that's a tough situation. As a female doctor, I guess you got to be prepared, though. Sometimes it's out of our control. You know, like there's not much we can do.
I still think that, you know, when I was. You know, getting clearance to move from Canada to the United States, you have to get all these physicals and all these different things. You have to prove that you've have done like vaccines and all these things. And like I said, it was a very, very attractive nurse. And I thought,
or doctor, and I was like, oh God, I'm going to have to, she's going to do all the things or whatever. And I think she just saw it on my face, like, don't do the things.
Yeah.
I think my face was like, just my face was like, doing the things, don't do any of the stuff. She looked at me, she's like, you're fine. Thank God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that I wouldn't, I don't know. I'd just be more comfortable with a dude, I think.
That's it. I'm like, I guess with the guy
in a medical
doctor,
setting.
Yeah, yeah.
With
yeah,
the guy doctor, I'm like, we're in this together, this medical thing.
Right. And one more here. Someone said, after I had to get the finger rectal exam, I actually joked with the doctor and said, well, that was awkward. And he said, you think that was bad? I have to eat lunch after this.
I bet they got him.
I think that's a good doctor's
yeah,
saying.
That's yeah, all right.
That's fine. You get a pass for that for sure.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.